Welcome to our Sunday message, Sunday the 19th of October 2025. We're going to begin with a short scripture found in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63. The Gospel of John chapter 6 and just verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. We are continuing our discussion on this whole subject of developing our spiritual strength, which translates into developing the substance of faith within us. As we said before, the substance of faith in you and my life is the equivalent of energy in our physical body. Faith in the Spirit translates into spiritual strength. Now, we were talking last week about the importance of a healthy diet. As we said, any discussion on physical health will center to a large extent on diet and what we eat. It's not everything, but it is crucial. And I felt that we need to just camp here for a while, although we will later go on to the other subjects, which also create strength, which is, of course, exercise and environment, etc. However, for now, let's understand that what we feed our spirit man will greatly determine our spiritual health and strength, very much like the human body. We mentioned that it's important to have a wide range of nutrients. We can't just focus on one part of the Bible. But you also spoke about the fact that the word needs to be received from the teachings of other people in the sense of preachers and teachers, which God has instituted in the body. There is this broad distinction between the word coming to us personally and the word coming to us through others. And this morning I want to just focus on something which actually touches on both, but more specifically on eating the right food and eating it the right way. We mentioned last week that we need to develop a hunger for the meat of the word, what the Bible refers to as the meat of the word. Can I just say, it's not just a matter of the word which is completely aligned with the scriptures, as important as that is, but when it comes to hearing the word from preachers and teachers, there is another element which is also part and parcel of what we are going to speak about in this session. And that is the anointing. You see, when you and I are listening to the teachings of the Word of God, it's not just about what is said. A lot hinges around the person who is sharing. Remember, the Lord, when he was on this earth, the people noticed something about his teaching. And they said this, he's not like the scribes and the Pharisees. Why? Well, when he speaks with authority. There's a power behind it. And can I say, when you and I listen to people teaching, we need to discern those teachers who teach with an authority. There is an anointing on what they say. People who talk about faith will only do so successfully if, when they do so, they are actually releasing faith. In other words, they need to be people who are continually understanding and developing their own faith. There are many great teachers of the word I love to listen to. Many of their teachings I listen to over and over again. It's not because I need to, as it were, learn anything new, because I've already learned everything they've said in a way, but it's more to let the faith that is in them impact me and build up my faith. I discern on them this power, the supernatural power. So I'm just encouraging us, when we listen to teaching and preaching, be very, very discerning. Make sure that it is based on the word. If there's anything that is said that you don't think lines up with the word of God, it's worth checking it out. But more important than that, be sensitive to people who speak with authority. And there are many great teachers like that. Praise God. However, let me just say something. It's one thing to be able to hear the word and to have, as it were, good food before us. But there's another step in this whole procedure which is critically, critically important. The Lord just said, "My words are spirit and they are life." My words are spirit and they are life. What does he mean by that? This whole exercise goes far beyond simple intellectual understanding. Let me say that again. This whole exercise goes far beyond just simple intellectual understanding. To be sure, intellectual understanding is important. We need to have the light of the word illuminate our minds. The spirit of truth must illuminate our minds. Our minds, as we will learn later, can get in the way. But the truth is, simple intellectual understanding does not equate to faith. Simple intellectual understanding does not ultimately result in faith. There's another dimension to this procedure. In the same way, if I were to go into the supermarket and see all the food that is there, I can even make a list of prices, compare one product with another. I can know exactly what the price of meat is per kg, what types of meat, etc. And I can come back from a venture like that and I will have profited nothing as far as my physical strength is concerned. You see, knowing about the food that is there and the quality, etc., is no substitute for actually taking it in. The title of this message, if you want to give it one, is Consuming the Word. Consuming the Word. And let's understand something. When food enters our body, there is a process whereby the nutrients, the vitamins, the energy, all these things are absorbed by the body. I think it is true to say that the average diet, comprehensive diet, does actually provide all the necessary nutrients, vitamins, etc. But very often we suffer from deficiencies. Why? Because for whatever reason, our bodies don't absorb all the vitamins, etc., that come its way. In the same way, it's possible to hear the word of God, and although it has all the nutrients, those nutrients can pass us by. It's only when we extract the nutrients that they enter into the bloodstream and are able to do what they were designed to do throughout the body, the incredible different chemical reactions that take place, etc. Now let's understand something. Faith is a substance of the heart. In Romans 10, it speaks about confess the Lord. If you believe in your heart, you will be saved. Confess the Lord as your Lord. Believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, and you'll be saved. The point is here, we have to believe with the heart. The spirit of man is the only part of us that can produce faith. Faith is the substance of what is unseen. Our spirit man is unseen. When our spirit man receives the substance of faith, that is the evidence of what is out there, and that is the process of translating it from the spirit realm into our life. But you see, faith is a substance of the spirit, not the intellect. Once again, the intellect is important. Renewing the mind is important. We'll get to that. But you see, when the word of God comes our way, for that word to actually ignite faith inside of us, it has to be absorbed from the intellectual realm, as it were, and put into the spirit realm. It's like petrol in a car. The petrol sits in the tank. That car is going nowhere. The only time that petrol will actually generate energy, power, is when it goes through the system and because of the spark plugs, it is ignited. when that explosion takes place, that ignition takes place, that internal combustion takes place, only then does it release the energy necessary to turn the cylinders and power the vehicle. The same with faith. The Word of God comes our way. Now, obviously, as we've been saying, it's in our interest to consume as much high-octane fuel as possible if we want to produce great results. But that high-octane fuel can pass us by unless it's absorbed into the system and ignited by revelation through the Spirit of the living God. Only then can it produce faith inside our spirit man. So you see, it's something to learn how to, as it were, absorb the spiritual dimension in the Word of God. Remember, the Lord said, "My words are spirit and they are life." Yes, they are intellectually accurate, but there's more to it than that. They carry with them the Spirit of God. That Spirit of God needs to be absorbed into our spirit for it to produce faith. It's very important to grasp this. If it doesn't have an opportunity to be absorbed, it can pass by without affecting us, which has been the story of the church. For centuries, listening to words that are spoken without any anointing, processed in the intellectual mind, maybe edified intellectually and having more knowledge, but leaving the spirit of the man totally unaffected. We have to fight against this. Obviously, it's in the interest of the enemy of our soul to keep the spiritual energy of the Word as far from our spirit man as possible. And he uses many devices to do that. He sows intellectual lies into our heads, and sometimes the Word comes our way and it just bounces off because of tradition, because of past experience, a whole host of things. But you see, you and I are responsible now to approach the Word with this understanding. Not only when we hear others teaching, but especially when we are studying the Word for ourselves. Perhaps the best word to describe this process of, as it were, absorption is a word the Bible uses very often, and it's the word meditation. Meditation is an approach to information that suggests an abiding, a slowing down, a stopping, in a sense, a mental chewing. I like to say it this way. The brain is to the spirit what the mouth is to the stomach. The brain is to the spirit man what the mouth is to the stomach. Very often we are advised by health experts to chew properly. The body is designed, miraculously, in a sense, for the process of chewing on food to prepare the stomach to receive the nutrients that are coming its way. Gulping our food down is very harmful in some regards. But you see, what happens when we chew something down? We start the process, as it were, of this breaking down system that enables the body to absorb and ultimately to metabolize the energy and the resource that comes its way. Turn it into profitable energy and strength ultimately in the physical body. The same goes for the Word of God. You think of the Word of God coming our way. We can read it very superficially, almost as if to say, well, I've done my Bible study, I'm a good Christian, tick the box and move on with our lives. And although every time you and I read the Word, as we've said time and time again, there's a process of mind renewal that does take place, which is all very valuable. But you see, we're not making the most of it. We're not, as it were, making a meal of it. That's why I recommend people read rather less every day and read it properly than try and cram too much Bible into us just to get through the Bible in a year or so. But you see, there's this process of taking the Word of God and thinking about it. Just thinking about it. Certain things start to happen when we do that. And there are certain things we can be aware of that will help us. But please understand, what are we doing? We are, as it were, camping in a certain place with the specific purpose of just receiving all the nutrients that have become available. You're giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to let those nutrients be imparted by us and, as it were, to infiltrate our whole being, to sink down into our spirit man, which gives it an opportunity to be ignited by the spirit of revelation. And when that ignition takes place by the spirit of revelation, then it produces raw faith and we're able to believe. You see, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. There are different levels of hearing. As one who has taught in a class of high school students and junior school students, one is very aware that very often those who have ears are not really hearing. And you see, we can be like that. The Lord warned against it. We all have the capacity to hear, but we're not really hearing. The truth of the matter is that the deeper we actually hear, the deeper we actually receive, the greater the impact on our spirit man, and ultimately the greater the production of this wonderful, precious quality called faith. The Bible describes the occasion where two people are listening to a word. The one receives, the other one doesn't. They hear the same word. The difference is the one combines it with faith. They hear the word and they receive it. They are involved with this absorption process. When you and I read the word of God, it's worth just noticing a few things. Very often, the Holy Spirit, when we read a particular scripture, flags our thinking to a particular issue. It's almost like we're going through a supermarket and we see a particular item on the shelf and we are reminded, yes, we need that in the home. It's not on the list, but we need that in the home. That item, in a sense, has been flagged for our consumption. We need it now because there's a shortage. In the same way, we read the Bible, and very often, the Holy Spirit, if we've given him space, will flag our attention to certain things. What is that? That is God speaking to us and saying, on this occasion, this is the nutrient that you need, the vitamin that you need. Can you see? When we are aware of that, and we put our attention onto that, right there, we are now reading the Bible and our communication with God is becoming immediate. It's not just general information, it's specific information. And can I say, that specific information, when we pick it up, is the best nutrient, as it were, to ignite our faith. Let me just give you a few examples of this. Perhaps we are reading a scripture and a question arises in our heart. Why did so-and-so say that? Now, we could very easily just pass it off and say, oh, well, next time I read it, maybe I'll understand, or I don't really care. But you see, right there, what's happening? A vitamin that's vital to our faith is passing us by, but we are refusing to absorb it. If we take the trouble to stop and answer the question in our heart, do a bit of research, if we have to, whatever, we just try and get an answer from God, often we'll find that's an answer that we need that will apply in our lives. In our fellowship, when we have Bible studies, we very often give everybody an opportunity to ask questions. Before we even discuss the scripture, what questions do we have? Let's get the questions, as it were, out of the way. And very often, the answer to those questions actually opens whole new avenues of understanding of the word. What's happening when we do that? You see, we are involving ourselves. We are engaging ourselves. And as a result, our faith is being built up. We are taking food into us. We are being energized in our spirit man. We come away from there enriched. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of God. Other things that can happen. Very often, as I say, we read a scripture and it's almost like, supernaturally of course, but a phrase or a word is highlighted. There's no highlight in our Bible, but just somehow it seems that thing stands out. Once again, what is that? That's the Holy Spirit trying to get our attention to that which God wants us to know for that occasion. Can you see? We could just pass it off and say, oh, well, maybe I'm just reading it in a strange way. Or we can stop and say, no, there's something about this that I don't yet understand. Let me camp here for a while until I do. Why is God highlighting this to me? Another thing that can happen is we have an overall impression of a particular passage of Scripture. We maybe pick up the fact that the Lord was very energetic in how he went from one place to the other. Once again, that overall understanding will only come to us if we allow the Holy Spirit to just bring it to our attention. Stand back. That's the process of meditation. We read the Scripture. After we've read it, we just stand back and say, well, what's the overall pattern here? You might pick up things like how people just couldn't get enough of this Lord and Savior. Can you see? Something also that sometimes happens with reading the Scriptures, as we all know, the language of the Holy Spirit is pictures. And you might read a particular passage and it creates in your mind a picture, a mental picture. You might actually see the paralytic standing up. You might see the expression on the face of the mother who just comes into the room and her daughter who was dead is now alive. All these pictures, if you and I give them an opportunity to work inside of us, what they do is, by the Holy Spirit, it's like that spark plug ignites them and the energy contained in the word bursts into our spirit man. That produces faith. That produces faith. Another thing that can actually happen is we are reading about a particular incident in the Bible and we become aware of certain individuals who have characteristics, you see. The characteristics of individuals stand out. Either their courage, their weaknesses, their strengths, their duplicity, their faithfulness, all these things. We can just be aware of it. And once again, when we become aware of it, that's the Holy Spirit saying, well, how do you match up, you see? Are you operating in a faithful way like that? Are you responding to the Lord in the same way? Can you see? By entering into the picture, what are we doing? We're letting the food that we are eating, we're allowing it, rather, to be digested properly. We're allowing it to have its way in us. We're allowing it to strengthen our inner man. We're feeding our inner man. So very important. And you think of the office of the pastor. In the New Testament, the word pastor is only used once, but the word is translated as shepherd to the greatest extent. Can you see? And what is a shepherd? The shepherd doesn't eat the grass. The shepherd merely leads the sheep to a place where they can feed themselves, you see. The emphasis throughout the Bible is what I'm saying is for us to, as it were, graze on verdant pasture, but to chew it properly. But to chew it properly. And you see, as we learn to do that, what happens? The power, the spirit of the word, the energy contained in the word, the high octane fuel, as it were, that energy is able to enter us for a start and then to be sparked by the spark plugs, you see, and create that internal combustion. Faith comes by hearing. That hearing of the word, when it's done correctly, can spark more faith in us. And the key to it is when that hearing involves the hearing of his voice. The Bible is designed as a mechanism of hearing his voice. Can you see? And when we hear him say something through his word, then the chances of that sparking faith inside of us is so much greater, so much greater. You think of Peter on the boat. When he saw the Lord walking on the water, he said, bid me to come. When the Lord said to him, come, can I suggest, because the word came directly from that master of the universe, it carried with it sufficient faith which sparked the faith inside Peter that he was able to step out of the boat and walk on the water. It wasn't a general knowledge question like, you can walk on water. Oh, I can walk on water. Did we jump over? No. He heard the master say it to him. And because he heard it, you see, he was able to act on it. And because he acted on it, it worked. So I'm encouraging us to approach the word with this understanding. Don't be trapped by just settling for intellectual knowledge. As important as that is, it is the foundation. But if you and I really want to grow strong, we need to cultivate this ability to absorb, to meditate on the word, to allow the nutrients in it to actually interact with ours and produce that supernatural substance that is critical to your and my survival and our success on this earth. The wonderful, precious substance of faith. Be blessed in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen.